is our returning champion, Elizabeth Ward from Santa Monica, California. Stand by to see Elizabeth play for a home entertainment center valued at $6,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Audi valued at $23,972 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. Right now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our fine young champion, Elizabeth Ward. Hi, Elizabeth. Our young author. Yes. How did it feel the first time you had one of your reference book published and you saw your name there?
The best thing about it was realizing that even though the Library of Congress is huge, my card is in there.
You're in there. That's right. There's an Elizabeth Ward. That's nice. And here you sit as our champion as well. You've got $80 in your bank. You decided to play on. So you need a win. And, of course, you've got to keep winning. $95 more. And the win would get you that entertainment center worth $6,000. So ready to go? You look a little more comfortable and relaxed over there this time.
Thanks.
Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Hello. I think they do get a little more comfortable the second or third time. Right?
They do.
And you, you're comfortable and ready?
Yes, I'm very comfortable. How about you, Jim?
I'm fine.
Good.
Introduce the words.
This first contestant is a self-taught musician, originally from Long Island, New York. Help us welcome Bill Maroney.
Hi there, Bill.
And this next contestant is a stylist for commercial and industrial films, originally from London, England. Give a hearty welcome to Carol Branston.
Hi, Carol. See you a little later from Missy Barney. Summer, thank you. Carol, a stylist for commercial and industrial films.
Yes, I usually make up people, do their hair, sometimes do their wardrobe, and I thought it'd be a good time for me to try and be in front of the camera for a change.
Well, that's nice. I hope you're going to be comfortable in front of the camera. Good.
Oh, not yet, but I hope to be.
Oh, relax. You're among friends. Bill, a self-taught musician.
Yeah, a friend of mine was moving and needed a place to store their piano, so now I have a free piano, and I'm teaching myself one good hand, one slow hand.
So, yes, are you doing well with it, though?
A little practice.
All right, good. Well, good luck here. Nice to have you here as well. $20 will start all three of you off. Remember, the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, gets to do some great shopping, and we'll get started with this. Name the popular TV series that debuted in 1975 featuring the not-ready-for-primetime Elizabeth.
Saturday Night Live.
That's where the not-ready-for-primetime players debuted. Yes, $5 for the correct answer. Elizabeth to 25. In the Civil War, the Union wore blue. What color were... Elizabeth?
Gray.
That's right. Yes, the South wore gray. As a matter of fact, it also says, and Carol, who is a stylist, would appreciate it, for the gray, we would also accept that the South wore butternut, which is only with pearls and basic black, you understand. You've got another five, Elizabeth. Yes. In Legend, the ghost ship which never returns to port. Bill?
The Flying Dutchman.
That's right. That's the good hand, too. Yeah, you got the Flying Dutchman it is. Bill goes to 25. Is it first you like that, sir? Name the two domestic animals that are often said to be coming down in a very hard rain. Bill.
And dogs.
That's right. And the ground is covered in poodles. Bill goes to 30 as well. In an Italian restaurant, what will you get if you order vino rosso? Elizabeth.
Wine and steak.
No. Wine and the color red, as a matter of fact. Red wine, it's very simply. Vino rosso, red wine. You lose five for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that. Down to 25. Time for an instant bargain. Bill doesn't mind that you missed it because he's now in the lead. And the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Bill, sale surprise with a bonus. Bill is smiling already. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. Bill, $5 lead. It's up to you. You can buy this.
Bill, if you like it fast and you like it hot, here's Frigidaire's popular mid-sized microwave oven. It features touch control, a Mealminder probe, and the full-circle cooking system from Frigidaire Appliances. Here today, here tomorrow. This great oven is normally priced at $340. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Just $5. Pardon me, but I did want all of her friends to see the glamorous Tina looking her very best right here. I know you appreciate that, Tina. Now, Bill, a great appliance, $340 for $5. You would be in a tie with Elizabeth if you bought it. And I'll give you $100 in cash to buy things to put into it. It's yours for just the value of one question, going once. He's got himself a lovely microwave oven. You've got the $100 for cash, $440 bargain for the value of one question for five. And down to 25 goes Bill. $5 separate all three players. Enjoy that, Bill. In 1959, Walt Disney decided to make this star of movie, Bill?
Mickey Mouse.
Movies and television, the official host of Disneyland. You are right. Got that $5 right back from Mickey Mouse. Bill to 30. Millions of American mothers and fathers belong to the PTA. Elizabeth.
Parent Teachers Association.
That's what it stands for. Elizabeth, again in a tie with Bill at 30. Carol, come on, get this. Carol, hit that buzzer. Good. See, that's it.
It does work.
Yes, it works. You're going for it. They're just quick. The woman who wrote the novel Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead, Elizabeth.
Ayn Rand.
That's who it is, as Elizabeth beats Bill and goes into the lead by five. Yeah. Well, it is time now for the Fame Game, as with a lot of information on the question, the players are vying for a pick of the Fame Game board. You're looking for a famous person. I was born in 1929 in Mount Vernon, New York. Although few people know it, my middle name is Wagstaff. I began my career as a disc jockey, now head of a very successful TV production company. My hobby as well as my profession is music. Carol.
Dick Clark.
Dick Clark is right. And Carol buzzes in at the right time. Because, Carol, that gives you a pick of the Fame Game board. Nine numbers up there. You'll get what's behind whichever one you pick.
I have to go with number three.
And behind number three, we have a typewriter. Smith Corona's portable enterprise electronic typewriter, a sleek new state-of-the-art typewriter furnished by Smith Corona.
Very nice electric typewriter. You're okay, competing, no matter how you finish in the game.
Thank you.
But we've got a good game going. And incidentally, remember now, if you bump into Dick Clark, it wasn't me who told you that his middle name is Wagstaff. I'll be right back. Champions in the lead. Elizabeth at 35. Bill's been pushing her. He's at 30. Carol's got a lovely typewriter. She's at 20. We're back with this. Name the thick syrup, which is a byproduct of the manufacture. Elizabeth.
Maple.
Oh, the byproduct of manufacture of sugar from sugar cane. One variety is Blackstaff. That is Blackstrap. That is molasses. Molasses. Quick buzzer costs you five. You go down to 30. In the old song, Snow Time Ain't No Time to Sit Around and Spoon, Carol.
Shine on Harvest Moon.
You got it. For a five, and Carol goes to 25. Yeah. What's he trying to tell you when someone from Mexico says, no comprendo? Bill.
Don't understand.
Well, then I'll repeat it for you. What's he trying to tell you? Yes, you're right.
Understand.
You got it. Bill gets another five to 35. Name the great American who was just 29 years old when he was granted his patent for the telephone. Bill.
Alexander Graham Bell.
That's right, Alexander Graham Bell. It is just 29 years old. Interesting. Bill now with a $10 lead. Well, Bill, $10 lead. You got a little room to do some buying, and you might enjoy this.
Bill, here's a picture-perfect gift. This great slide carousel projector. It accepts 2x2-inch slides and 80 and 140 slide trays, featuring automatic and remote focusing with a screen furnished by Sammy's Camera. This pair is normally priced at $685. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $9.
Very lovely. Slide projector, the screen, every interested, Bill?
That's nice.
It's very nice.
She's good.
She is good. But you see, you've got a $10 lead. If you bought that, you would still have the lead, because it would only cost you $9. Your lead would be $1. I didn't hear Summer talking about how many slides were in there, so I'll give you $200 to buy some slides with it, too. That is an $885 bargain. For $9, you still have a $1 lead. Going once, going twice, he's going to buy. Bill's a buyer. He's confident. Enjoy that. Enjoy the cash. It just cost you $9, and you still have the lead by $1 as we knock the $9 off. Good, close game. $6 separate the players. Bill's confident. Name the suborder of the reptiles, which includes skinks, iguanas, and Elizabeth.
Reptiles.
And and Komodo dragons? No, they are all lizards. That is the subtitle of reptiles, I said at the beginning. Sorry about that. It cost you $5, Elizabeth, down to 25. You were looking at Michelangelo's great painting, The Creation of Adam. In what Vatican... Carol?
Sistine Chapel.
That's where you are, in the Sistine Chapel, and Carol pulls in the second place. The state bordered on the west by Connecticut, on the north and east by Massachusetts, and on the south by the Atlantic Ocean. Elizabeth?
Rhode Island.
That's what it is, as Elizabeth beats Bill in the buzzer. Back up to 30. Look at that score. $1 separating the three players. One of the seven wonders of the ancient world was something that Nebuchadnezzar built for his wife in Babylon. Elizabeth?
The Hanging Gardens.
Hanging Gardens of Babylon is right in the champion division of the lead now by four. You've just done a double axel and a figure eight. Bill!
You're doing ice skating.
Ice skating, figure skating, either one acceptable, and Bill goes back into the lead by $1. Yes, indeed. I don't know if you saw this in the paper. I saw it on the sports page. I thought it was so sad. If you follow ice skating, you know that a 6.0 is a perfect score, and it's true. It happened. A country which will remain nameless got into international competition for the first time, and their competitor score and the compulsory figures was 0.1. I think they award you that for standing up. We'll be right back. Kathy Elizabeth Ward trying for that entertainment system with $6,000, but she must win, and she's been pushed all day, and right now she's in second place. It is Elizabeth at 35, Bill in the lead at 36, Carol at 30. Again, the fame game. Again, if you get control, you get a pick of that board if you know the identity of a famous thing. I was completed at a cost of about $15 million. I was the largest of my type at the time, with a span of 1,595 feet. I hang from 16-inch thick cables connected to a pair of towers. Bill, taking a chance.
Verrazano Bridge?
That is incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. At no dollar value, though, you stay at 36, but we'll clear the board. Continue for the ladies. In 1964, I was designated an historic landmark by the National Park Service. On May 24th, 1983, I celebrated my 100th birthday. Elizabeth?
The Brooklyn Bridge?
Brooklyn Bridge is what it is. And Elizabeth gets that pick of the board.
Can I have four, please?
And behind number four, we have $5!
That is a $5 money card that we add to Elizabeth's score, and that puts her back into the lead. Bill, you're back in now as all three of you try this. A normal human being has 23 pairs of these tiny structures, Bill.
Teeth?
No. Chromosomes. Chromosomes in most of his cells, and they record his genetic make. I like teeth, but chromosomes in it. Cost you five, Bill. Sorry about that. Down to 31. $9 lead now for the champion. From the Latin word for mother, this is the word used for the sacrament of marriage. Carol.
Matrimony.
Matrimony is what it is, and Carol goes to 35. Yep. Name the famous Austrian family whose stepmother taught the seven children to sing. Bill.
Van Traps.
They were immortalized in the Sound of Music. The Van. Trap is what it is. You said Van, Vaughn. It's for of Trap. Trap is what we wanted. And the judge corrected himself, and you got $5, Bill. You said Trap. Yes, indeed. However, they did nervous there for a moment. But Elizabeth, you've got the lead. You've got a $4 lead. Why are you taking your hand away, Elizabeth?
Okay.
You could buy this.
Elizabeth, you can add a touch of class to your home with this decorative screen, a beautiful addition to most any room. Four handsome wood panels inlaid with elegant mother of pearl, furnished by Art Famille Incorporated. This beautiful screen is normally priced at $2,000. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Beautiful, $2,000 screen. Oh. Ohayo gozaimasu, senorita. She's doing so good for a walk. $2,000 beautiful screen for $16. You've got a $4 lead. You would be trailing, but I'll help you out. I'll cut the price in half. You'd be trailing by $4, but you'd have the $2,000 screen for $8. Going once, going twice, no sale. And Elizabeth hangs on to a $4 lead. $5 separate the players. Going down to the wire after this. Very, very close game with the champion in the lead at 40, Bill at 36, Carol at 35. By what more familiar name do we know the religion which calls itself the Society of Friends? Bill.
Quakers.
Quakers is what it is. Bill back in the lead by $1. Mongolia is totally surrounded by China and Bill.
Russia.
And Russia is the other two in a row for Bill now. Name the French painter who left his family to pursue his art on the Carol.
Gauguin.
On the island of Tahiti. Very nicely done, Paul Gauguin it is, and Carol goes to 40. Third and final crack at the fame game board. Buzz in, players, when you know a famous person. I was born in England in 1925. I worked as a research chemist, became an attorney, and specialized in tax law. In 1959, I was elected to the House of Commons and later became Secretary of State for Education and Science. In 1979, the Conservative Party defeated the Labor Party in parliamentary elections, and as the head of the winning party, I automatically became Carol
Thatcher.
The first woman to become the Prime Minister of England, Margaret Thatcher, it is. And Carol from England, who could have never been able to go home again if she didn't get that, gets a pick of the board. Big pick of the board. You're trailing by $6.
Oh, number nine.
And behind number nine, we have $15.
Yes, over the other two money cards from her.
Behind me, number 7 and the number 2.
Carol finds a $15 money card. We add that to her score, and she goes into the lead. And now we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Carol at $55, Bill at $46. The champion trails by 3 questions at $40. But anyone can win. A lot of questions. Good luck as we start the speed round. Now, in what city is the financial center known as Wall Street? Elizabeth.
New York.
Right. Name the oval-eyed comic strip heroine who was a dog. Bill. Time. What kind of fruit are Pippin and McIntosh? Elizabeth.
Apple.
Right. How many sides will you find on a hexagon? Elizabeth.
6.
Right. According to the adage, the squeaky wheel gets... Bill.
The oil.
Right. With which of the performing arts is Luciano Pavarotti most... Elizabeth.
Opera.
Right. Who invented the cotton gin? Bill.
Eli Whitney.
Right. Which state claims cities on the Mexican border named Laredo? Elizabeth.
Texas.
Right. Who wrote the seasonal favorite song, White Christmas? Elizabeth.
Irving Berlin.
Right. In what war did we fight the Battle of Shiloh? Elizabeth.
Civil War.
Right. Name the writer who created James Bond. Bill.
Ian Fleming.
Right. What kind of animals are Lipizzans? Bill.
Horses.
Right. Which planet is known as the Red Planet? Elizabeth.
Mars.
Right. What state is represented by the postal abbreviation, Elizabeth?
Oh,
time.
Georgia.
Name the author of The Time Is Up, but Elizabeth, you have won it. Congratulations. Back to the champion in just a moment. Elizabeth buzzed in a little quick there, so you could have pretty well named any one of them, but the PA is what we were going to give you for Pennsylvania. And the oval-eyed comic strip heroine. This is one I might have thrown Bill off there for a moment with the dog named Sandy. Little Orphan Annie. Little Orphan Annie. We've got to say goodbye to Bill and Carol, but I am delighted when I look over and it shows me that you've all got something. That's wonderful. Carol, you've got the typewriter with the cash in front of you. You're well over $400 in cash and prizes. Was it easier to now be in front of the camera?
No, not at all.
Not easier.
Back behind.
Oh, nice to have you here. Bill, you did great. You got that microwave. You got the projector. $361 in cash. How can we say you lost? You've got $1,386 in cash and prizes. Good job, Bill. But it is Elizabeth Ward who once again is the champion, and she goes back here shopping with me. Come on, Elizabeth. Good speed round did it for you there. We missed Orphan Annie, and you continue from there. Well, Elizabeth, I mentioned that not only must you win, but you must have the amount of money. You needed a win in $95 for the next level prize. Didn't quite make that, but you again, you have enough money. It's a lovely prize. You could take this and leave. The camera and tripod, which you've already seen. So that means you are very, very close to the next level prize. $20 away. That's all you are. Another win, and you'd have this.
Add a new dimension to home entertainment with this fabulous component system. Blend sight and sound with turntable, tuner, cassette deck, VCR, digital disc player, and a picture monitor that reads the room lighting and adjusts the picture accordingly. From Green and Roberts, this fabulous home entertainment system, normally priced at $6,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
You've got $155 plus $175, so you're just $20 away. Because I like you, Elizabeth, I will step in front of that picture of you. I don't know where they got that one. You don't want to see that one.
No.
So therefore, Elizabeth, you're very close. $105, as a matter of fact. Another $105, which you could get on one show. Oh, you might enjoy this, Jay.
Go for a symbol of success. Go for the gold. 24-karat gold coins, that is. Beautiful Canadian maple leaf coins. Each one weighing an ounce and stamped 999. Furnished by Deke Pereira of Los Angeles. These gold coins, normally priced at $7,084, yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Over $7,000 worth of gold. You can touch it if you'd like.
Over 7,000. Can I bite one?
Could you bite? Yes, believe me, it's not the candy type. And all it takes for all that gold is $260. You've got 100, that's all, 155. That's why we call it sale of the century, you see. So you'd need just 105 more dollars for that. So that's very possible on the next show. Let me tempt you further. Get up to $340, a little bit further away, and you could have this.
For the latest in fashion, it's this stunning fur jacket. Sunburst shoulders with diagonally designed push-up sleeves. So very elegant. From Dicker and Dicker off Beverly Hills. This lovely fur, normally priced at $8,500. Yours on sale of the century for only $340.
And if you can't make up your mind, get the $750. We'll give you every prize plus this.
A cash jackpot of $51,000.
Total, you could walk away with over $100,000 in cash and prizes. So think about it now. The camera and tripod could be yours, but you're very close to the entertainment system, possibly the gold coin. So we'll get your decision what you want to do right after this. Champion Elizabeth Ward, you have enough money, you can buy the camera and tripod and leave us with everything else you've picked up along the way, or put your money in the bank. You are just $20 away with another win from that beautiful entertainment center and a much nicer picture of you up there, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, what's it going to be?
I'm going to come back.
I thought you were going to. So we will put her money in the bank very close to the entertainment center, possibly the gold. We'll add another $1,000, $52,000, two new challenges next time on Tale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.